So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
Right. He's there. Sam Patrick's into it.
I mean, this is turning into a Stefan from SNL sketch. This story has everything.
It really does.
50-year age gap. Erectile dysfunction medicine.
I don't. Dan Patrick.
CBS morning interviews.
Dan Patrick, by the way, is 67. He's like, I get it.
He's like, yeah, that's fine. I know. High five to that.
I understand. Shout out Dale.
I like how they're like, hey, there's no, like North Carolina's had a couple of statements where they've had to like defend Jordan. Meanwhile, Pablo Torre's like, do you know how much stuff we have? Do you know how much information and how much research we've actually done?
Yeah.
Nice tease there.
Can I ask you? What's being unsaid there? What are you leaving out of the story?
He's got everything.
Well, what are you leaving out?
But I love that like, they're like questioning him. He's, yeah, right. He's like, we've followed these two around.
Just to get the phrasing right again, how did Pablo, that was Pablo Torre with Dan Patrick.
Yeah, who had the podcast that we kind of went through, right?
Yeah, we talked a lot about this on Friday. What was his exact phrasing? Injectable erectile dysfunction? Is that what he said? How exactly did he word that?
Yeah, let's hear it again.
Yeah, if we could.
Find that.
But just
including injectable erectile dysfunction drugs.
Hey, what was left out there? You're saying there's more to that.
I mean,
I feel like I get it, but you're telling me there's more.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I'm listening.
Has there ever been a story with too much detail? Because I feel like we're getting into that territory right about now.
So that was more from Pablo Torre on what he's hearing on Bill Belichick. It's a little tease. I know Dan Patrick's excited for it. I think we all are.
Nice tease there.
Meanwhile, Jordan.
Yeah. Busy weekend.
Finished as second runner-up.
Or
also known as third place.
As everywhere else in the world would call it.
In the Miss Maine competition.
Loser! You're a loser!
No, come on. She's on the podium, though. Like, if they do, like, an Olympic-style podium.
Second loser, yeah.
Bronze.
Yeah, she's a second loser.
Yeah, bronze medal.
Uh-huh.
I mean, Carmelo Anthony has a bronze medal.
That's true.
LeBron James has a bronze medal.
That's a good point.
And so does Jordan. Miss Maine bronze. So if something, God forbid, happens to the first two Miss Maines, she'd be the one that would then step up and have to fill those responsibilities.
Honestly, with her, I'd rule nothing out. Like, I mean, I would be nervous if I were those first two.
But she can have it. She can have it. I don't want to be a part of this.
So according to Steve Buckley at The Athletic, Belichick was among 200 or so spectators.
Okay.
On Saturday's portion
ticket.
Of the event. Yeah.
Friends and family.
Which Jordan Hudson was a contestant in. Belichick was front row for the 45-minute session at the Holiday Inn Portland.
Okay, well.
So one of 200 people who's front row.
I bet they have a good beer list.
I saw a separate video of Bill. The New York Post put this video up where Bill was chit-chatting with Miss Maine. Miss Massachusetts.
Miss Massachusetts.
To which I would say another individual who should be watching her back.
Well,
first and second place in the Miss Maine competition, I'd be watching my back. Right. Miss Massachusetts.
Miss Massachusetts.
You're a little too flirty with Bill there.
Don't like
Bill
that.
Was a little too flirty with you. I'd be watching my back
Fair.
It comes to that. But yeah, the second runner-up, a.k.a. third place in Miss Maine.
Third place. We'll take
the hotel, motel, holiday year. We take the hotel, motel, holiday year.
We were wondering if all of this attention was going to help or hurt. I'm not super familiar with pageants and how they work. I couldn't name a single other Miss Maine contestant, so I didn't know if they would want all the attention. Turns out, no.
No.
Turns out they would not. Because did I read somewhere that she last year was in this competition and got the silver medal? So she's actually
is that
further,
true?
I heard that.
Well, I didn't.
So
I
she's
was
actually going further away.
I don't follow Miss Maine super close, so I didn't realize that. But wow, so
I couldn't really handicap it.
She's been in this before.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
But there was like a fan vote. You see that fan vote thing?
Mm-hmm.
It was like you had to spend $1 to vote. And I'm like, how did she not win this easily?
Bill, I need another $8 million if you could. Thanks, Bill. $8 million votes.
Like, just second place with 237 votes. Some lady from Sacco. And then with 8,400,000. So you kind of did a little much there, Jordan.
You overdid it by just a degree. So it didn't go great for her. There is something very amusing to me. to Bill just bragging to all of his gross, horny friends, like, "Ah, it's the number three girl in Maine." Like, there is something very funny about to me. It's not like Miss Maine.
Yeah, the Speaker of the House.
Yeah, they can't.
That's why the winner and the second place person are never on the same
place. They can't all be in the same place. Exactly. No.
So God forbid.
There's something very amusing about that, just hearing Bill talk about that in my head to all of his gross friends about how she's the number three in Maine. He's bragging about that. It is very pretty amusing.
Yeah, it is funny.
Bill's going to be doing a sit-down on Friday with Michael Strahan on Good Morning America.
Jeepers, creepers. Maybe don't do any more interviews.
Well, how do you think that one's going to go?
Super lame. Like, Strahan, do they... They kind of have to ask about her at one point.
It's Good Morning America. You have to ask about Jordan. It's the only reason people even know about it.
But he's going on.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
Maybe. I don't care. I mean, I bet it's going to be a softball. But if he's on, you have to ask about that. You have to. I don't care what the pre-requirements are.
Is she going to be sitting like next to him during the interview?
No. No.
Is she going to be in the room?
No.
Okay. So they'll at least change that.
I mean,
but if he asks her about her,
you're asking me to guess. My real answer is I have no idea. But you're asking me to guess. She will not be there.
And because
there for
it's a competitor of CBS, do they go down the road of just like being like, oh, they were very unprofessional?
Oh, maybe
kind of thing. Like you just bury them, and then ABC's like, yeah, they stink. Like, I don't know. Like, you could go that route. Be like, listen, like, what they showed wasn't the full clip. Like, do you kind of take from the statement? Otherwise, you're right. If they just go out there and he's like, hey, remember when we beat you in the Super Bowl, Bill? And he's like, ha, 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 you were a great player,
well,
Michael.
I'm sure there'll be some of that, and that's fine. But, even just the events of the last week, plus we saw, even just we saw you in Maine. How'd that go? How was the Miss Maine competition?
Could have been better, could have been worse.
Yeah.
I have a question with some of the judges.
Like, you know,
they didn't see it the
same
way
I did. That. You can ask about the events of the last week. Like, you have to.
And so that's this Friday with Strahan?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it's going to be. I can't imagine it's live, so my guess is it would be filmed.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's going to be Friday morning on Good Morning America.
He's like, I'm here to talk about the book, Michael. Nobody wants this book, Bill.
No one is buying this book. No one cares about this book. No one's into it whatsoever.
Yeah.
So we're promised more information from Pablo Torre, or at least like the threat of more information is hovering over all of this. UNC denied that she's been banned from the football facility. She finished third in Miss Maine, and Bill's got to sit down on Friday on Good Morning America.
Man.
Story's not going away.
It is
I know
not.
People
the
claim,
season doesn't even start for a few more months.
No. People claim Twitch chat, text line, phone calls. Oh, I've heard too much of this. Are you guys going to spend more time on this?
Yeah, we probably.
There's already been a million updates since the last time we were on.
Correct.
And there's going to be more. So we'll continue to follow it. We'll cover it like no other here on Jones and Keith on WEEI. Well, maybe one other.
Wow,
covers it a little closer than we do.
That's true.
How about Jake in Boston? Hello, Jake.
Yeah, Pablo Torre deserves a C- for his reporting. So yesterday he tweeted and called it Miss America instead of Miss USA.
Oh, boy.
There's a huge difference between Miss America and Miss USA.
How dare you?
Miss America is for, like, do-gooders, over-accomplished, virginal white. Miss USA is for bop girls like Jordan Hudson. Anyway, in 1994, when Nancy and Tanya happened, the judges were never going to let Nancy Kerrigan win. They have egos, too. And those egos were not going to let the story be bigger than their competition. So Jordan was porked yesterday as a result. But there are
who
bigger
the
stories than
Bayul?
At least she didn't have to wait 10 minutes for the injectable to kick in this
time. This blonde was the Oksana Bayul, and she was blonde like Oksana Bayul. But there are two bigger stories.
Yeah,
obviously, one, Pablo was going down, which is Jen and Callie hired a PI to dig into Jordan because they're worried about their spot in the Wills. Like, they went full George Steinbrenner on Dave Winfield in the 1980s. And then the chronically online Jordan has not posted since April 29th when we were promised a full statement. And now for a Gen Zer.
But hang on, Jake. Jake, we got the full statement. The full statement wasn't from her, but we got a full statement from Bill that day.
Correct. But when you tell a Gen Zer they can't post for 13 days, which include pageant photos, you are killing them inside.
That's true.
That is true. She's had to change the game a little bit, right?
Yeah.
She's probably expecting like a full Instagram post story.
Why?
I wasn't prepared for a comparison to Nancy and Tanya.
No, me either. That caught me off guard.
Here we are.
But, okay, I don't really fully understand the difference between Miss America and Miss USA, but in fairness.
I don't either. But this is Miss Maine, so what's the difference?
Well, because the winner of Miss Maine goes to Miss... Now I'm confused. Miss USA.
Right, I can't claim to care about all the details.
I can't either, but, yeah. You know, Pablo Torre, you gotta have your facts straight.
Get
so if you got that
straight.
Wrong, I get, you know... I question Bill Chisholm, yeah. for instance, for claiming he's from the North Shore. He's not. So, like, no. If I'm going to dig in on that, we can dig in on this with, you know, a top Big J journalist like, yes. Pablo Torre getting his facts wrong. I have no idea if Jake's right about
any of that.
Well, but the but Bill and Steve's wives digging in. Brian and Steve's wives, rather, digging in on Jordan.
Well, just use your common sense, though.
Well, I wouldn't blame them. Yeah. And I would wonder what took so long, quite frankly. Yeah. I don't blame them for doing it.
I bet, honestly, in the early going, you're like, oh, this is just like a fling of some sort. Or this is, you know, like you're probably like, I bet you're kind of in denial that this is even a thing. Then you're like, oh, wait a minute. He's like bringing her places. And oh, not only that, but she's his manager.
And she has 8+ million in, yeah. real estate holdings.
Right. Like that, I don't like where this is going.
No,
like a Porsche. Okay, whatever. Like he bought her a car. He's a really rich guy. He bought her a car. You're like, okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't love that, but like, then, like, I don't. That wouldn't.
Wait, she's the COO of Belichick Industries. Right. Like, what is that?
Yeah, that.
Now you're starting to lose me here. A little bit.
A car would set off alarm bells, but I wouldn't. Like, I wouldn't hire a PI.
No,
the real estate dealings and COO of fake Bill Belichick Industries, and you know, sitting there as his manager in the middle of interviews on CBS. Time to hire a PI.
And then if you're Steve and you're the defensive coordinator at North Carolina, you're like, this is a serious job, right? And then you see her traipsing around the field. You're like, oh, for God's sakes, what is going on right now?
She CC'd.
Should have stayed in Washington.
CC'd on all your emails to your,
right.
dad?
Yep.
Like, come on.
All your public emails.
So I have no idea if he's right or wrong about that, but it wouldn't shock me. And I would wonder what took so long. 617-779-7937. We have Pure Hoops with Terp on a Monday at high noon. He's at MSG for Celtic Shootaround. We'll get his thoughts going into game 4. Plus all your phone calls again, 617-779-7937. And Rich Keefe has the top 15.
That's right.
Summer blockbusters.
That's right.
A summer blockbuster movie preview with Rich Keefe next.
So you have a podcast and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.